4. Cinderella Lives. This is His Excellency speaking. Some years ago, I received a singular honour from the hands of the late Premier, Jim Bacon, and became the first honorary Antarctic ambassador for Tasmania. This despite the fact that I haven't lived permanently in the state of my birth for some 40 years. Regular visits have ensured, however, that I still have a valid Tasmanian passport. The Antarctic connection comes from 7 visits to the frozen continent, an ABC television series called Breaking the Ice, about Australians living and working in Antarctica, and a couple of Antarctic-related books, including The Jubilee History of the Antarctic Division, The Silence Calling, Australians in Australia 1947-97, still excellent value if you can find it, but I digress. As Australia's Antarctic ambassador, I was required to promote the state's Antarctic credentials, which are impressive. Since the Antarctic Division's headquarters moved to Tasmania from Melbourne in 1981, there's been an exponential explosion of Antarctic-related activities in Hobart, including the location of permanent secretariats of important Antarctic treaty bodies like CAMELAR, Convention for the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources, the Antarctic Industry Spawns acronyms. There's also an Antarctic research campus at the University of Tasmania, tourist-related attractions like Antarctic Avenue in Salamanca Place, and so on. The Tasmanian government even has an Office for Antarctic Affairs, recently rebadged as Antarctic Tasmania. And there's been a Tasmanian Polar Network based in Hobart for the past 10 years, an association of private industry, government, education and science, created to forge closer links between Tasmanian businesses and Antarctic activities. The island state is, of course, as close to Antarctica as you can get in Australia, and was once even closer. Umpteen million years ago, Tasmania was tucked in cosily to the coastline of Antarctica itself, near the Ross Sea, until tectonic plate movement broke up Gondwanaland and gave Tasmania a better climate. The Antarctic connection was celebrated in June 2003 by the second 9-day midwinter festival in Hobart, organised to coincide with the solstice, a traditional time of celebration on Antarctic winter.